Hi everyone.
Oh.
So about 6 years ago, Pastor Rick and Maria were staying on one of the prettiest islands, as you can see, Porto Galera, which we were fortunate enough to go and visit as well. They found some locals making and selling bracelets to tourists. They saw what an opportunity this could be for some of the ladies in the squatter communities and brought the ladies to the island to be taught how to make the bracelets. This was at the start of a new ministry, a sales life called Threads of Hope. Mums who were previously unemployed are now making bracelets as a source of income. Like the saying goes, give a man a fish, he eats for a day. Teach a man to fish, and he eats for a lifetime. So on our seventh day, we went to visit these ladies, and they taught us how to make some of these bracelets. Can you go back one? Yep, so that's a photo of the ladies and us as well. It was a lot of fun and quite difficult, even though they taught us how to make the easiest ones. So while I learned to make these bracelets, we also took this time to get to know the ladies and their stories. We quickly learned that Threads of Hope had changed their lives dramatically. One of the ladies who I talked to was called Mayla. She has, Mayla is on the next one.
Yep.
So that's Mayla. She's got 5 children and 1 daughter who attends Bright Light School as well. Before Threads of Hope, her and her husband didn't have any work. There were times where their 5 children would go to school with empty stomachs as they had nothing to eat. Now with her weekly income, it provides her with basic needs to get them through the day, and now they can have 3 meals a day. So as I talked to these ladies, one thing that stood out to me the most was their love for God and their appreciation to God. God had really turned their life around. So without sales, they would have no income. And what we can do over here is to help make some purchases, as each piece that is purchased brings hope and opportunity to these families in the Philippines. Some people help by setting up bracelet stores at markets, others help by using them for fundraising, and others just by buying one bracelet, it really helps as well. So, for example, for our youth, we've been using these for fundraising for our youth camp, which is in Easter. So this afternoon we'll be selling them with our cakes and drinks as well. So not only are we helping our youth go to camp, we're also helping and making a difference to these families who really need it in the Philippines. By purchasing one bracelet, not only are you getting a totally awesome, really funky, cool bracelet, you may be supplying 1 meal to a family member in the Philippines. So I'm really glad that I went on this trip because it proved to me even more how wonderful and gracious our God is. He really can make all things possible. And it was a really blessing to see all the ministries in the Philippines and make good relationships with so many people of different ages. Yeah, so that's it. Thank you.
Hi everyone, I'm Carrie. The first day we had at Manila, we spent at a Children at Risk Centre. So this has only been set up by Pastor Rick recently, and it's a centre that provides a safe environment for children who would otherwise live on the streets, drink, use drugs, or beg. So it's quite similar to Children's Garden. So here's a photo of the centre, and when we visited, it had only just been renovated from flood damage. And as Pastor Rick showed us around, he was really excited to point out there was a wall feature he had included in the bathroom. And it was a little strip of coloured tiles down one of the walls, and it was done with mosaics. I found this really unusual. Wouldn't they be happy enough with a bathroom to use? Clean toilets, toilet paper, and a shower with running water? The boys staying at the centre, so the next slide. Yep, there's some boys staying, yep. They probably never lived in a house with a bathroom before. In the slums of San Buena, where they are from, people bathe in the streets with a bucket of water. Was it really necessary to install a wall feature in the bathroom? Later on, Pastor Rick shared with us the boys' stories, and they were really touching testimonies. And he also said that just because these boys have never really had anything doesn't mean they don't deserve the best. And then I realized that giving didn't simply mean to give, but to be able to give good things and to give the best things. Pastor Rick said that the wall feature had only cost $4, but it really made a difference. They deserved it. They've never lived in a house with a bathroom before, but when they get the chance to, Pastor Rick made sure it was as good as anyone's here. Later on, we went to purchase some mattresses and pillows for the center, and Pastor Rick also went by as principal and he bought the best ones in store. This was an important lesson that I learnt. The people in Manila didn't deserve to be poor or miss out on an education. They deserve everything we have here. And too often people look down on those they give to. And too often we judge others and we deem them unworthy of deserving good things. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27, "Do not withhold good from those whom it is due when it is in your power to do it." And Proverbs chapter 28, 27, "He who gives to the poor will never want, but he who shuts his eyes will have many curses." I want to return to Manila next year because I want to learn more from the people there and experience God through another culture. I also want to go and give more of the best to the people who deserve it so much. Thank you.
Now Pastor Roger will have some announcements.